This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world on the special Father's Day weekend. And my first guest this second hour is actress, now author, Sharon Gless, who of course was on for many years, the TV show Cagney and Lacey. She's going to be joining us to talk about that remarkable book that talks about warts and all in her magnificent career. Then one of the hosts of Ninja Warriors on NBC, a friend of ours for years, Agbar Bajamiamila will be joining us. Bob Anderson is here. What a great impressionist and singer. He's a very talented man. You get a chance to see him do so. And then we're going to talk about last-minute gifts for dads and grads with Lindsay Roberts. June is a busy month. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll be here with actress Sharon Gless.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TDS with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll-and-go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Well, there is a very familiar song indeed. That's from the TV show Cagney and Lacey. At one time, that show was pulling in 30 million viewers a week. Unbelievable viewership for a show that still is in syndication today. Our guest has a brand new memoir out called Apparently There Were Complaints. Joining us right now is multiple Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress Sharon Gless. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you something. This new memoir of yours is phenomenal, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how did the name come about?
Well, it's an expression that's been mine for a few years, ever since I was, well, in the book you'll learn that I am alcoholic and did not accept it easily. Anyway, I was put in a place called Hazleton, which is sort of the Harvard of the rehabs in the United States, and there's a lot of press about it, a lot of scandal, yada, yada. And when I got out, a friend of mine said to me, "You're at Hazleton." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why were you in Hazleton?" And out of my mouth pops, "Apparently there were complaints." And I liked it. And my husband, who was then not my husband, was saying Hazleton, he burst out laughing. And it always stayed with me that apparently there were complaints. So when it came time for me to write the book, when I was offered the book, I went with that title. I let the title lead me, and every chapter is based on a complaint about me.
You certainly have written this, warts and all. You really didn't plan to write this. From what I understand, you went in to do a TV show, and you came out having to write a deal with CBS with 320 pages of your own book.
I did. That didn't work out the way I'd planned.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes things don't happen that way. But, you know, Sharon, was it cathartic for you? Or was it difficult to bring back some of these memories, or was it good?
It wasn't difficult to bring back the memories. The memories have always stayed there about me. They formed me from as a little child to my teen years, through my adult years, not becoming what my parents wanted me to become, complaints about me in my industry. I'm sure someone probably complained about me yesterday. I just don't remember.
Well, I got good news for you. I'm not going to complain at all.
Thank you. But I referred to them. They were fresh. They were always there.
Yeah.
Throughout my life.
You were one of the last contract players in the history of that system in Hollywood, and you signed with Universal Studios. I was with Universal for 25 years, so I used to do our syndicated show from there. Very familiar. It's home base for me. It still is, for that matter.
Wish you'd invited me.
Well, I want to tell you, I wish that I invited you 31 years ago. This is crazy. I go down the list of accomplishments you've had in a terrific career. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And it's staggering because, you know, first you started off with, you know, appearances on the Rockford Files and Kojak,
sure,
and Bob Newhart. But then your memorable role, of course, that was bringing in 30, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million viewers a week. You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't.
Cagney and Lacey, Burn Notice, Queer as Folk.
Sometimes 50 million.
Isn't that
depending
something?
On the year or the, you know. Yeah. No, you don't have numbers like that anymore because the stations are so diversified now, you know.
Well, yeah.
Believe me, Tyne Daly and I, who played Mary Beth Lacey,
right,
we had no idea what we had when we were doing it. We were two actresses just doing the best we could with these two women. But we had no idea of the impact that it would have on the country. Never been two women starring in a series, a drama, before.
You know, I've often asked that question to people who have had a lot of success on a particular project or a continuing project and never realized it. You know, singers, like people like Elvis Presley and the Beatles,
right,
you know, they didn't even know what was happening because they were too busy working. And I sense that same from you.
That is the way. We would work sometimes up to 18 hours a day.
Sure.
There was not a scene that we were not in. That's the way it was devised. I was not in the scene if Tyne was home with the children and her husband. If Tyne was not in the scene if I was sleeping with somebody or out getting drunk with my father. But it was just the subject matters had never been done before, certainly not about women. They're timely even today. Sexual pressure on the workplace, abortion, breast cancer, date rape, raising children, and the most important one for Cagney was dealing with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have heroes of series fall from grace like that.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. You never knew what was really behind the scenes of actors and actresses during an era when they were put so much on a platform that, boy, anything that they did that was off color, the studio nixed it somehow. They had some kind of a relationship with the media that I don't think is even possible anymore. You talk about in the book, though, you know, alcoholism, the fear of romantic commitments, and your relationship with some of Hollywood's biggest names. I mean, it's a very revealing book.
It is. I don't mean it as a, ooh, shocker. I just told the truth about, you know, the times I went through. When I look back, I always had very, really kind in my life. I was never drawn to jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the relationships were painful because of the circumstances. And some were very lovely.
Would you change anything? Would you change anything in your career? Would you have changed anything in your life?
You know, at this stage of my life, no. Mm-hmm. Well, no, all of it informed me. I am as a result of what I've gone through, and I like me.
Well, I like you too.
Isn't that great?
That's great. We haven't talked to each other in 31 years, and we have something in common. We both like you. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for a great career that always wasn't painted the way, you know, we want it to be, but you persevered. And again, the name of the book is Apparently There Were No Complaints, and of course is done by the very talented Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon, you got to do me a favor here. We got to get down to some serious stuff here. Okay, we can't go 31 more years without talking to one another. This is crazy.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm sorry. I'm much more available.
Okay.
Anytime you call me.
That sounds great. And we will be calling you. Sharon, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend. We look forward to your return. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Sharon. Wow, what a lovely lady she is, and a very talented one, too. And, of course, her many years on many shows, including the remarkable feat of so many huge audiences tuning in to see Cagney and Lacey, Sharon Glass. Before we go on to our next segment, I do want to take a moment here to talk about an individual that we lost this past weekend. You've all heard of the Lennon Sisters over the years, being part of the Lawrence Welk Show, but for those of you who may not know, there were the Lennon Brothers, and they also entertained and were magnificent singers and celebrities in Branson, performing every single morning at the Welk Theater. And when we used to go there many, many times, they were always ready to do a show with us, and we got to be very good friends with them. That was Bill Lennon, Joe Lennon, Dan Lennon, and their sister-in-law, Gail Lennon, who was also in the group. Well, we just found out this past weekend that Dan Lennon had passed away. He was a major force, not only with that group, but also in the city of Branson. Think serving on many, many boards, and also on the Arts Committee and Entertainment Committee that made that city such an entertainment capital. He was a terrific guy. Branson, Missouri, the music business, and the Lennon sisters and brothers have lost a very loving member of their family. The Lennon brothers also prided themselves in an era of music that was going back to the 1940s and early 50s. And one of their trademark songs on their stage show was Patty Cake. And we'd like to play that version that they sang for us on our show several years ago. The Lennon Brothers.
Patty Cake!
Patty Cake!
Patty Cake!
Patty Cake!
One, two, three.
Patty Cake, Baker Man. Mix your music in a rhythm pan. Give it all the heat you can. And serve it right away. Patty Cake, Patty Cake, Baker Man. What you got is really in demand. Fix it with your expert hand. And start the band to play. Get that oven piping hot. Like you always do. Stir up all the pep you've got. Make some swingaroo. Patty Cake, Patty Cake, Baker Man. Mix your music in the rhythm pan. Give it all the heat you can. Serve it right away.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
That's great. Dan, thank you, my friend.
And we'll be right back with more.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in a while, but boy, I tell you, what a nice man he is. He's part of the hosting team of NBC's three-time Emmy Award-nominated competition series, American Ninja Warrior. It's Mondays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time on NBC. Joining us right now is Agbar Bajabiamila. Hello, Agbar. How are you?
Ron, I'm doing so good. So glad to be back. You nailed the last name, as always. I thought you might be a little rusty. You nailed it.
Okay, Agbar, I got to be honest with you, okay? I've been practicing this thing since midnight, okay? And I must confess, I went back to our last interview, and I listened to it 117 times, and I got this. I could be the guy that introduced you now. I could do it so good. Agbar Bajabiamila, right?
Yep, there you go. You got it.
You are right, though, because when I listened to the last interview we did, you said once you say it and get used to it, it's very easy. It's the spelling that really kind of throws you off, but if you can get past the spelling. I love the story that you told me one time that in school you just waited for them to call the name Maria Garcia, and you knew you were next.
That's right, yeah. And, wow, yeah, because I went to school with Maria Garcia, and so I was like, no, that's me. I knew G-A and then G-B. Yep, I got it. That's me. Don't even say it, because I knew that they were going to screw it up and all the kids were going to laugh.
Agbar, tell everybody your full name.
It's Akbar Oluwakemi Idowu Bajabiamila. Right. Now, that's 32 letters, and if you see them all together, you're going to go like, whoa. Yeah. I love when I get pulled over by the cops. Well, actually, I don't love it when I get pulled over. It's not fun.
Say, yeah, right.
But when I have gotten pulled over, it's always a thing that kind of, like, pauses them, and they go, their eyebrows go, hold on, what? Like, who am I pulling over? So there's always, like, a little pause in between, and hopefully it sparks a conversation, like, hold on, how do you say this? All right, if I teach you how to say it, will you not give me the ticket for
right.
for crossing over to?
Well, you know, it's amazing. Oh, you told me this one time. Your first name, Agbar, means great, and your last name, Bajabiamila, means big man, come save me. So you are a great big man, come save me.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Wow.
I have to live up to that, as my father told me so many times.
You know, let's talk about the show. This is an unbelievable show. First of all, everybody knows that you played 5 years in the NFL with the Raiders, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and you hosted NFL's NFL Fantasy Live. So many things. You got a new book, Everyone Can Be Ninja. I don't know about that. That's a nice try, at least, you know, to aspire to that. But tell us about this season, because it's a show that absolutely amazes me and disappoints me that I couldn't even do the announcing for the show, let alone be one of the contestants. I mean, this is a tough show to be a participant in.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, this year was really tough in that we thought that we weren't going to be able to pull off the season. We were actually supposed to start filming. We had the course set up in Los Angeles. What was supposed to be the start of a brand new season going around to Washington, D.C. and all these new cities. But kudos to NBC, A. Smith Production, for really making the adaptation to this new normal, so to speak, and really being able to create a safe environment for us to film. This year, we're filming in St. Louis in Dome of America, and we're inside this beautiful 80,000-seat stadium, and we're there filming this special season of American Ninja Warrior. Now, we had 350,000 square feet to kind of spread everything out. What they've done in creating these safety protocols for us to be able to shoot as they made their way through this brutal, crazy obstacle. And I think, you know, as a side note, the people who designed, you know, our team who designed the obstacles and the course this year, they had extra time to really come up with something diabolical. And, like, we have an obstacle this year called Corkscrew. And when you see it, you're going to be like, hold on. The centrifugal force, I mean, that comes out of this one obstacle. I mean, you go, what? I mean, you're just dizzy just watching it. It's that difficult, that hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever seen on American Ninja Warrior, and we have other obstacles like that this year. So it's pretty cool to see these ninjas stepped up to the challenge. They stepped up on that platform ready to compete for this special season.
You know, I watch the show. I'm a fan. You know that. But the thing that really gets me is that you really do, and I guess it's because of you and Matt, you really have the excitement in the studio. And, of course, the show is just filled with excitement. The winner will earn $100,000. But, Aklar, how do you find these people?
Well, I think it used to be where we try to find them, and now they find us. And I think because they've seen it, it's become such a huge community. It's inspired so many people, and I think people want to tell their story. But people also want to show how they can overcome. And then people want to be challenged. I think that's the thing. And people often ask me, well, where does this excitement and this energy come from? And for me, it comes from the idea that, you know, I was once a professional athlete, but to be fair, I wasn't the biggest name. I played amongst some big names, but Jerry Rice and Kemp Brown and Bill Romanowski and some of these Hall of Fame athletes, LaDainian Tomlinson. But if I made a play, when I made a play, my story wasn't as relevant as theirs. And so I told myself whenever I had that opportunity, I was going to make sure that I told the stories of those who would be considered quote-unquote big and those who would be considered quote-unquote small, that all of them have a fascinating story and that I was very, very interested in. So I take my time to really get to know these athletes and why they're there, what makes them so special. I think back to just our last episode with Pauline Avila, who is a frontline worker, and she steps away from that for just a second to be, and to be able to come out, compete on the show, and on top of that, she's 4'11", and we don't have a lot of 4'11" ninjas on the show, and you can imagine just the challenges with that alone. So she has the obstacle within the obstacle within the obstacle and still comes out there to compete, and when you see that, you can't help but to see yourself and Pauline Avila, because you see, hey, you know what, I have my challenges as well. Whether it's a physical challenge, whether it's a health challenge, whatever it might be.
I watch you get involved with this show because I think you have an empathy with these people because of your experience and your background in sports. And I think that's one of the many successes that you bring to the program. Do you still going to do now the American Ninja Warrior Junior?
At this point, there is no real clear date as to when American Ninja Warrior Junior is coming back. But let me tell you, these kids, it didn't stop them from being inspired. And I've gotten so many letters and I've gotten so many Instagrams and Twitter posts about how their kids are just turning the entire house into Ninja Warrior obstacles. Stairwells and door frames and couches and kitchens have all turned into Ninja Warrior obstacles.
That's funny. Well, look, we're going to be watching. Again, everybody, it's Monday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC, American Ninja Warriors. And our guest has been my friend Akbar Bajabiamila. And Akbar, please come back. You're a great guest, and I'm glad that I finally got the name right. It's so important to me to get a name right like that. And now it's easy. I'm going to go to bed tonight knowing that Bajabiamila is on my mind.
All right, Ray, Ron. Hey, look, you've already said it 3 or 4 times. It's going to be seared in your brain forever.
That's for sure. Thank you so much, Akbar, and we look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Akbar Bajabiamila, and he's one of the hosts of that hit show on NBC, American Ninja Warrior, along with Matt Iceman. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter is 51-year-old Sylvester Williamson, a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The building collapsed shortly after the fire was put out. Four firefighters in total and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the collapse. One firefighter remains hospitalized. Williamson was pronounced dead at the scene. He leaves behind a mother and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Seji Today live nationwide and around the world, and
our next guest, I've known for a couple of years, and when I first met him, he was over at the Dick Clark Theater, and he invited me to come see his show, and of course, I known about him for many years because being with Ed McMahon and a big fan of The Tonight Show, he's been on all of so many Tonight Shows and Letterman and so on and so forth. He blew me away. I mean, I tell you, it's one thing to be a good singer. It's another thing to be somebody who can emulate a good singer in their style, a Tony Bennett, a Sammy Davis, a Frank Sinatra, a Dean Martin. But it's unbelievable to even take on their looks. Joining us right now is Bob Anderson. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. How are you? It's good to see you again, buddy.
Nice to see you, too. And I saw you the night, and you hosted the show along with doing your act. Sensational. You even look like the person that you're going to do.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, how that happens. I don't do anything by rote. What I do is I kind of step into the personality and assume their character. And then I just go with it. It's like, you know, if I just step into Tony Bennett, you know, you just become Tony Bennett and you take on everything about the guy, and that's just the way it is. You know, I don't know why. And Dean Martin and all starts the other way. And Sammy just comes, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. is, you just turn into a different thing, man. It's all different, man. That's the way it is. See, I don't do any performer that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't just because somebody's commercially successful right now and why don't you have them in your act? I don't want to do that, you know. I'm sticking around to the to that great period of music, and you know it as well as any. You know it so well that, and I'm just going to like pay tribute to that golden period of the greats, and that's what I'm doing.
When you go on stage in a city like Branson, that's a little bit of an older demographic,
right.
Okay? And you did somebody that was possibly on the charts a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work. I don't really understand if some of the acts today are as characteristically known to people with the mannerisms and the idiosyncrasies as the Dean Martins with the cigarette and the big hand and the, you know, that whole stuff.
Well, I think you hit it on the nail right there on the head. You're exactly right. See, they don't have a personality today.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to capitalize on. There's nothing to they don't capture because they don't entertain. It's a different thing. You know, today you just do your record copies, you go out there, and you don't have an act.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the days when everybody had to have an act.
An act, right.
An act.
Right.
You know, Milton Berle told me years ago that he said, Bobby, if you're going to be in show business, he said, you have to have an act. And he said, and you have to know this, 1 week you're going to be at Caesar's Palace, the next week you're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Toledo.
Right.
And your act better work in both places.
Both places, yeah.
And he said, you got to have an act. But they don't have that today,
no.
So there's... You know, like Dean Martin, you're right. They have the personality. You know, Sammy was a character.
Yep.
You know, Tony Bennett is just, you know, that legend. You know, Tom Jones, he's just a, you know, he's got that whole thing about him. You know, that's what happens. So, you know.
And you take on these appearances. That's what's amazing, you know.
You know, and that's just the way it is. So.
Though, you know, it's funny you mentioned Milton Berle because he probably wanted to steal that act and wanted to know if you were going to be at Caesar's Palace or at the Holiday Inn in Canton.
That's about the only one he could steal. He stole everybody's act in the world.
Now, you are doing something that I think is phenomenal. I mean, as a singer, this is the epitome. You're working symphony dates.
Right. Yes.
Wow. You just got back from the UK?
Yes. I got back from the UK and Germany and things, doing the Philharmonics. And 3 weeks ago, I just did the Las Vegas one, and we're going to do Dallas next. I did New York. And it's wonderful, Ron, because the reason it's, again, Vince, who, you know, Vince Falcone.
Yeah.
He was Sinatra's musical director for about 15 years, and he's been with everybody. Tony Bennett, he was with Andy for a couple of years.
I remember that.
Well, Vince, when Sinatra retired, he gave Vince a lot of his music and said, Vince, one thing I ask, keep the music going. Keep it going. So Vince and I he's been working with me for over 30 years off and on when he wasn't with these other guys. So he came to me and said, Bob, I want to do a show, you know, this represent the Sinatra music. So we've been doing it. And I don't do his music as Frank Sinatra. I do it as myself.
Great.
And all me singing.
That's smart.
Except in the middle, you know, of the show, I do a little tribute. And only to the characters that are friends of his. I do, it's all about Sinatra. So I do Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, Dean Martin. Then I do Bobby Darin with Nat King Cole with him, and Mal Torme, Steve Lawrence, and Robert Goulet.
Wow. I was just going to ask you if you do Bobby Darin.
Yeah, Bobby Darin. Take on Bobby Darin. When he come out, he does it like this here, and we do it.
You got to do the shoulders.
We do it, and you know, and people say that there was a thing between Darin and Sinatra. No, there wasn't. Frank Sinatra loved Bobby Darin.
Yeah.
He knew how good he was.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he was on, you know. Bobby Darin was...
Oh, he was it.
It was it.
He was it. There wasn't anybody any better.
No, there really wasn't.
And, you know, that's... I think the greatest entertainer that ever lived was Sammy Davis Jr. But Sammy Davis Jr., if he was here, he would say, you know, that's really cool for you to say that, man. But, you know, Bobby Darin was like right there, man. You know, and, you know, they were great friends.
How does it feel to perform in front of a symphony orchestra? I mean,
it's crazy. Because you know what they do, Ron, how they start off the whole thing is like the symphony comes out and they sit down and, you know, it's sold out. And they sit down and everybody applauds when they walk out. Then the concert maestro comes out, they applaud, and then Vince comes out, is conducting. And then they all sit down, and then they introduce me, and I walk out. And it's like, you know, it's really like a formal thing, you know. And then, but then I get into it, and I start off right off with, I'm getting married in the morning. Ba-da, ba-da, I'm getting married in the morning. And it, ba-da, da-da-da, and they're just, I take my rhythm section with me, so the whole thing,
really?
Oh, yeah, so it all swings. There's the Philharmonic and the symphonies. And the difference between that is only in the horn section. See, when I don't need a bassoon and tubas
and
stuff.
Right, sure.
So what they do is they take out the woodwinds and the bassoons and stuff, and they add saxophones.
Oh.
So that you can swing and do all the, you know, that type of stuff.
They must just blow you off the edge of the stage with that kind of, I mean, a lot of times could be a stuffed shirt kind of audience.
Yeah.
And you're a funny guy when you're working.
No,
you know what I mean?
You
got to entertain them, right? So you got the lines in between.
Yeah. They're needing more pop shows. The culture factor here, when people are wanting to come and see Beethoven and Bach, they're not doing as many people in the audience as they are if they're bringing in a more commercial act and the people want to do that. We're selling out everywhere we go.
That's great.
And,
couldn't be happier for you. Now, you're in the Las Vegas Hall of Fame.
I was just inducted as an entertainer. In the year where they celebrated 50 years of entertainment in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Review Journal, the biggest paper in Nevada, there was a list that they listed 3,000 entertainers that have performed there in the 50 years. I came at number 12 out of the 3,000.
Did you really?
Yeah, right between Barbra Streisand and Ray Charles. And,
nice company.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And,
wow.
So I got inducted into the Hall of Fame. See, I had my own room at the Dunes Hotel for almost 15 years.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And I would do that late night show.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon, your friend, used to come up there all the time. 2 o'clock in the morning, my show would start. I'll never forget the first time I came in there. I was only 22 years old. And I walked in, and I had no idea why my show was at 2 in the morning. I thought, because I'm insignificant. And I really was in the scheme of things. And sitting ringside was Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. They were sitting with Shirley MacLaine and Ann Margaret. It was a late night hangout. I took Louis Prima and Keeley Smith's place.
Oh,
and they wanted for all the stars to come after the midnight show. They'd get out at 1:30, they'd come to the top of the dunes. On the stage, right next to me, next to Sammy and Dean and Shirley MacLaine and Margaret, were Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Tony Bennett was sitting with Jack Jones. Tom Jones was sitting with Paul Anka. Engelbert Humperdinck was with his wife. The McGuire sisters were here, and Liberace and Jimmy Durante.
So, oh, my.
And that was the first night.
What's amazing was that Engelbert was with his wife. That was probably the most amazing part of that whole deal.
Ron, I didn't want to say that.
How do you do that?
I only had a chance to do 2 tunes because Steve Lawrence came up and grabbed the mic out of my hand.
Who's a comedian.
Yes, and he says, all right, he says, sit down, Bobby, you're going to learn something here. He says, and then all of a sudden Don Rickles would come in. It was just a wonderful, thrilling time.
Wow. And Bob, you've seen a lot of stuff. And only being 30, it's amazing you've packed that
in. Well, I'm 37.
30,
well, 5 years older than you are. Always have
been. Well, we don't go in that corner.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Bob.
BobAnderson.com.
Okay.
You can go on there, or you can go Bob at the Pop.
Bob, as always, great talking to you. You're quite a talent.
Thanks, Ron.
And
I really appreciate you.
And a young man, too, I want to say.
Not as young as you. Thanks, buddy.
Bob Anderson, if you get a chance to see Bob, do it. It is remarkable.
Man, you can draw, buddy.
Hey, he's talking about...
It's all over town that you're here.
The log cabin. Are you kidding me?
Cabin?
Are you kidding me?
This is... You got a beautiful bat here, man.
Yeah. And it's mine, too. And it's paid for.
Paid for, is it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, anything for my wife.
Right.
She wanted it.
Our guest has been impressionist, singer, one talented guy. There's no doubt about it. Our buddy Bob Anderson. Haven't had Bob on the show in a long, long time. And a little reminder to you to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com, where, among other things, you can hear our latest show 24/7. On this Father's Day weekend, there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, let's face it, June is one busy month when it comes to celebrations. You got Father's Day, you got graduations, you got weddings, you got my birthday. I mean, it's a big month, you know. And our guest is joining us right now, who's been with us several times. She is the founder of TheGiftInsider.com. You've seen her everywhere, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News. Joining us right now is Lindsay Roberts. Hi, Lindsay. How are you? Happy June.
Happy June. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we need you this time of the month because I got to tell you something. This month, as I mentioned, is really, really busy. And I added weddings to the list of things that are happening. But let's start with Father's Day because I got to tell you something. Father's Day is one difficult day to buy. And as a father, I can't even give any suggestions of what I want because I don't know what I want anymore.
You know what? Dads can definitely be really challenging for a lot of people. So many dads team seem to kind of have everything that they need or will tell you there's nothing that they need. So what we recommend is to really hone in and think about their hobbies, their interests, their likes, and to really try and gift from there. So make sure that you're finding something specific to his likes or his interests or his needs.
Okay, so let's have an example of that. Let's take, for example, something in the tech field, because that's always fun to have.
Yeah, so smart home gifts are huge for Father's Day. It's a great way to go, or for graduation. We have from Wiz Connected their smart lighting. It's a gift that is sure to shine. It is a simple and affordable solution for dads and grads really looking to elevate their spaces. So they offer easy smart lighting, so everyone can really enjoy their daily moments with more comfort and more ease. The lights are powered through Wi-Fi and controllable via the Wiz smartphone app or hands-free with voice control. And the lights provide flexibility with adjustable white or color tones to really enhance any room however you like it. You can go to WizConnected.com for more information on that.
Now, do you look at something for a graduation gift and something for dad? And if the graduation, let's say, is, it doesn't make a difference, male or female. I mean, can you kind of look in the same areas for ideas for different applications, if you will, fathers and graduates?
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone these days is trying to save money. So one thing that we always recommend is money-saving gifts, especially money-saving tech. And we have a cool idea from Ecobee. It's their smart thermostat. It's their smart thermostat premium. So it's Ecobee's most sophisticated smart thermostat yet. And it really helps customers save up to 26% on their annual cooling costs. So it makes it the perfect Father's Day gift or graduation gift for dads or grads who really want to save on those rising energy bills. It's also the only smart thermostat with an indoor air quality monitor and has an embedded smart speaker for hands-free control with Alexa or Siri.
Is there something that you can get just for fun? I mean, all of these are great ideas and they're practical. And I'm a big firm believer that a gift, in my estimation, should be practical. I mean, you know, people sometimes give you a picture frame that you don't know what to do with, or some knickknack, or, you know, something that I don't know what to do with it. But I like practical gifts. But do you have something that's just plain fun?
Yeah, so one idea is, you know, I've done this for my husband a few years in the past, but something with a photo on it. So personalized socks with the kids' photos on it, or a mug with the kids' photos on it. Something fun like that is a great and personalized way to go. And no matter what you're shopping for, one thing that we suggest is to really make sure you're finding the best deals. So we have a website called Slick Deals and slickdeals.net, and it is a great site that's all about shoppers helping shoppers find the best product at the best price. So whatever you're shopping for, it's going to help you out there. And they have a site, they have an app, browser extension, and they have 12 million users who vet and vote up the very best deals from top retailers like Amazon and Walmart. So when you're using the Slick Deals, you know that no matter what you're shopping for, you're getting the best value and you're getting the best deal on.
What about computers? They change every 7 seconds. I mean, is there something out there that is unique, timely, and with a budget?
Yes. Gateway, the beloved computer brand with house-spotted boxes, has incredible notebooks starting, get this, as low as $139. This is exclusively at Walmart and Walmart.com, so really incredible price on that. And the notebooks come in a variety of screen sizes and colors, and each Gateway computer is outfitted with 12th-generation Intel Core processors for faster startup, really powerful connections. They're also equipped with Windows 11 and tuned by THX for exceptional audio. Gateway is also introducing its first-ever Chromebook, which features 10 hours of battery life. So that's a great way to go for either a dad or a grad.
Now, I know that you graduated, we talked about this before, from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a journalism degree. How did you get started, and how did you start, and what was the incentive to start that great, great site that you have, thegiftinsider.com?
Oh, thank you. Well, I started, I used to work in the magazine industry, and I used to flip through magazines and see all those gift guides and find some of the coolest, most unique, latest, greatest things out there, and I started it as a blog, and I really realized that people needed help finding those unique and creative gifts. And so I started it from there, and people seemed to really need it, so here I am.
Well, it's been very successful. There's no question about it. It's like at Christmas time, I'm a last-minute kind of guy, and I think a lot of people are like that for many reasons, being busy, finances, whatever the case may be. Now, we're down to the wire here, so can you still, at least for Father's Day, graduation, we might have some wiggle room here before the end of the month, but is there a way that you can get any of these gifts, all of them or more that you want to chat about, in time for Father's Day?
Yeah, so there are, shipping is now faster than ever. There's really great ways to save on free shipping or two-day shipping. That's a great way to go. If you're really last minute, the morning of, you can also do fun experience gifts. So maybe buy dad tickets to the ball game, print out a gift certificate, add a cute picture with it. So something that shows that you thought of him. Doesn't seem like you maybe forgot it to the last minute, but it's something you guys can do together.
I like that idea about the tickets and so on. What did you call that? That's a great name.
Experience gift. So something you guys can do together.
Wow. You know, I recently returned from St. Louis as a early Father's Day and birthday present with my son. He flew me up there to go see the NASCAR races in St. Louis, and I thought that was great. I mean, you know, I don't need a tie. I don't need a lot of stuff, and I think that's, and memories are probably one of the best things that you could give a father at this time of his life.
Absolutely, especially if it's someone who seems to have it all. I think, yeah, prime example, an experience gift is sometimes the most memorable and thoughtful gift you can give.
Lindsay, are we leaving anything out?
Well, you can find all of these ideas we talked about on tipsontv.com. You also can check out my website, thegiftinsider.com, and we have gift ideas for dads, grads, any type of person, any price point, all of the holidays, all throughout the year.
Okay, great. That's tipsontv.com, or you can check out the gift site that we talked about that she found. How long have you had that, thegiftinsider.com?
It's been 12, almost 13 years.
Wow, I remember when you first started it. That's great. Sensational. I really appreciate it. You're always welcome here, Lindsay. You have such great ideas. And, of course, at times like this, and when we go around holidays and certainly around Christmas time, it's always good to have you here. But anytime you've got some ideas for gift giving, please let us know, because you are the queen of that.
Thank you so much, Ron. It was great chatting with you today.
Nice talking with you. And you have a nice summer, okay?
You too.
Okay. Lindsay Roberts has been our guest. And she, of course, is the founder of the Gift Insider. You can check that out, and you can also go on tipsontv.com. Great ideas for Father's Day and graduation gifts during this busy month of June. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On this Father's Day weekend, that's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed the show, and our guests included Al Roker, Howie Mandel, from the Mean TV Network's Ben Gulli, Megan Kaiser, actress Sharon Gless, host of Ninja Warriors on NBC, Akbar Bajamiamila, impressionist and singer Bob Anderson, and Lindsay Roberts. Well, I hope that you have a great Father's Day weekend and that you pay tribute to your dad, if he's with you or not, because he's a very special guy. I know that from experience. And we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.